Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us now live on the telephone is Kurt Newman from the band Bodines. How are you, Kurt?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Good morning. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you on the line. As you just mentioned to me before we got on the radio, you have late hours. You work late. And so getting you up early in the morning to be with us on the Up and Running Morning Show, we appreciate your time.
Oh, I appreciate you talking to me. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. So it's been a little while since my first real introduction to the Bodines, which was your big smash, Closer to Free. Which was pretty much on TV, on the radio, and made a name of the Bodines for me. And since then, you put out, a bunch of albums. And last one came out in 2022.
Go ahead.
And it's a great record. It's called Fourth for the Last Time. And since 2022, Kurt, have you been working on new Bodines material?
Oh, yeah, I have a ton of it. I have too much. And so that's always.
Are you the primary songwriter for the band as well?
Yes. Yeah. I had another partner for a lot of years and we both wrote songs, but I'm now the only songwriter in the band. So it's that's what I do. That's what I concentrate on, but I write a lot of different songs and I kind of record them and work them up and see what turns out to be what. And now I have, probably about 20 songs sitting there that I have to try to make sense of which music kind of works together and makes the best kind of stuff. And nowadays they release it so different. Everybody's just releasing a song at a time. So I could do that as well, and I would have a couple of years worth of songs to release.
I guess it must be kind of hard when you have 20 brand new babies picking out which one you want to release.
Yeah, because they all have their own personality, and they all. I'm not the type of guy who says one thing's good or something else is not good. I mean, I try to live up to my own standards when it comes to doing music, and at these days because. I'm older now and the music industry is so different. You're not dealing with the pressure of a record company so much anymore wanting to get you on the radio. You can kind of do whatever you want. And so I try to find stuff these days that really pleases me musically, and I hope the audience is gonna, or the song is gonna find an audience somewhere. And that's what I do, and I try to, it's a little bit more open now is what I'm saying, I guess. So that sends me down lots of different paths.
Well, it must be challenging to, find inside what hits you and then trying to present to other people so they would at least appreciate it, besides being very self-indulgent. Like, I just wrote this for me and I'm putting it out there. So do you find then with the new material a connection between the audience and yourself?
Well, that's what I searched for. I always felt music was coming through me instead of, like I was some genius making it up. I just thought something in the universe is sending this to me. And I read a book from Rick Rubin lately where he was kind of talking about the same thing. And it made me happy that someone else out there felt that way, that this stuff comes through you at a certain time and we don't know why, what purpose. But so I tried to think that maybe it's going to have some purpose out there in the world for people.
I guess
our shows, music really lifts me up and brings me out of depression and stuff like that. And so you hope that your songs maybe can do that for other people, things like that.
Well, that is pretty interesting to become a conduit for creativity and then know when to harness it and know when to release it. So that's kind of challenging, but that's your job. So, Well, now how many pieces are in the Bodines in 2024?
Right now we have 4 pieces, we're touring with 6 members, a couple of years ago, but, with 4 pieces, I find there's more space for everybody to kind of play and it doesn't get quite so crowded musically, and I'm just loving that. So it's really nice to go with four players. They're all very good players. Stefano Intellisano is playing keyboards and accordion, Brian Ferguson playing drums, and James Hurdless is playing bass, and they're all really, really good at what they do. So it's a pleasure for me.
And how do you enjoy the responsibility of lead guitar and lead vocals?
Well, I had never planned on being a guitarist or a singer. I was a drummer all my life through high school, and it wasn't until I got out of high school that I picked up a guitar and started. I just was going to learn to write some songs. So, whatever band I might get into, we'd have some original songs to play in. So, and then I don't know what happened. It was a few years later, I found myself out in Hollywood in a recording studio, standing there with T-Bone Burnett playing guitar and singing songs. And I had never planned on doing that. I don't think I sang my whole life until then. And so it was all very new for me. And I always feel like I'm still learning as I go along these days, learning about guitar and learning about singing at the same time.
Yeah, that's the best thing about playing guitar is you're never done. You never beat the guitar.
Yeah, no, again, I just try to, there's so many guys who are so good at playing guitar. I just try to play whatever's kind of I feel coming through me. And I don't ever strive to be just the absolute premier guitarist who plays the most notes or the fastest notes or anything like that. All I try to do with guitar is play nice melodies and be as musical as possible, and try to fit into the song where I think it fits.
Well, starting out musically as a drummer, a little bit later on in the Bodine's career, Kenny Aronoff took over the drum seat, and he is a drummer.
Yes, he is. I've also played drums on several of the Bodines records myself too, but
Oh, cool.
Kenny's a pleasure to play with. He's a rock machine. And so
I can imagine, like.
he came in to play with us, and it was just very natural. When he started playing, it was always the right thing, and so it fit right in with us. And he had played on and off with us for like 27 years now. He figured that he's played longer with us than any other band he ever played with.
Wow. So he
Yes.
must call himself a Bodine.
Yeah, he should.
So Kurt Newman is our guest. We're 98.1 KZE. Kurt Newman and the Bodines are going to be at the Mehewi in Great Barrington. The date is May 25th. It's part of Memorial Day weekend. There's a lot of celebrating. It's the unofficial kickoff of summer. And I can't think of a better way than going to see the Bodines at the Mehewi. And folks can get tickets and further info by visiting mehewi.org. Kurt, what is the best way to keep tabs on the Bodines?
Well, I guess, we have all the social media stuff out there. It's Bodines.com or Bodines on Facebook or on YouTube, wherever you kind of go and see that kind of stuff. It seems like it's all pretty connected these days, but you can always find out what we're doing on Bodines.com, that's for sure. And it's a great way to come out and see, if people don't know the band, we're really just basic American kind of rock music, but nothing too hard. What I tell folks these days is I'm playing six decades of music when I go out there to play. So you get a little bit of everything, whether it's beautiful, slow, or rock and hard music. It's not too hard, not too soft kind of stuff. And then most people who's never seen us before really like the band. So you should come out and check us out.
Well, I think that was the hook, Kurt. Thank you so much for describing and really pulling the people out. And we're looking forward to the Bodines at the Mehewi, 14 Castle Street, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, May 25th. It's an 8 o'clock show. Tickets and info at mehewi.org. Kurt, I wish you nothing but great success and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate you doing the interview with us and talking about the show. Look forward to seeing you guys out there.
All right. This is 98.1 KZE, the up and running morning show.